As new U.S. and U.N. economic sanctions step up the pressure on Iran's economy, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is urging his countrymen to change their habits. Fars News Agency reports that the Ayatollah wants Iranians to work harder, use more initiative, and be more creative. Top Iranian Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi also told journalists Friday that the government was planning to stop selling oil in euros and dollars. Iran has threatened to stop selling oil in dollars before, but with limited success. It was the first time that Tehran has threatened to stop using the euro. European Union ambassadors meeting in Brussels agreed Thursday to a new package of sanctions targeting Iran's energy sector. The sanctions must be approved Monday at a meeting of EU foreign ministers. The UN and US imposed fresh sanctions on Iran last month to force it to stop enriching uranium for its controversial nuclear program. An Iranian delegation, including Oil Minister Masoud Mirkazemi, met with Turkish counterparts in Ankara this week to sign a deal to build a new natural gas pipeline and to increase gas sales to Turkey. Iran signed a similar deal with Pakistan last month, although it is not clear if it will be implemented. Deputy Oil Minister and head of the National Iranian Gas Company, Javad Oji, describes the deal.
احداث تقریبا نزدیک به 620 کیلومتر خط لوله که هدف حاصل دهکلا.
He says that a new pipeline will be laid between Mindana and Bazargan near the Turkish border to increase the volume of Iranian gas sold to Turkey. He adds that Turkey will own 77% of the project and Iran 23%, and that it will take 3 years to complete. In other economic news, Iran's Commerce Minister Mehdi Ghazanfari repeated an earlier warning by Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani that Tehran would respond to any inspection of its cargo ships on the high seas. The latest UN sanctions authorize the inspection of any suspicious cargo on ships or planes bound for Iran. Analyst Hushang Hassanyari, who teaches at Canada's Royal Military College, says that the recent reactions of Iranian leaders demonstrates a growing realization on their part that sanctions are starting to have a negative impact on their economy.
All those problems and all those reactions are in response to the sanctions imposed by not only the fourth UN Security Council resolution, but maybe more importantly, the unilateral sanctions imposed by America and now by the European Union.
Recent energy shortages, including gasoline rationing, he argues, are starting to affect all sectors of the Iranian economy.
When in the context of Iran, you talk about the rise in the price of gas, you will see the impact of that on everything else. And I mean everything, not only transportation, but also production or presentation of tomatoes in the market, bread, everything is going to be impacted.
Hassanyari says that Iranian threats to retaliate against searches of cargo vessels are mostly empty rhetoric because many are no longer even willing to sail to Iranian ports due to insurance issues. Lloyd's of London began refusing to insure ships sailing to Iran last week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.